Well,
probably a rise more than, yeah, than anything else.
In other words, you wouldn't, when you get real tall, that would be a...
I would, it's got to be really big to be a hill to me.
Yeah. Well, now say, for instance, up in the Smokies, what would you call it?
I would call a mountain.
Yeah, those are mountains. Well, that's the way I look at it. But now, you know, up, when you look off in the distance and you see a chain of mountains, and all of a sudden you see a, what do you call that?
A gap.
Yeah, that's what I would call it. They call it various names, but they call it a notch. Now, I don't think I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
notch.
In the hill country.
I've heard of notch. Yeah. Right, and up there, you, I mean, there's a name. So and so says
notch.
Yeah,
I might
hear
it further up, like in
but
Virginia or somewhere
notch,
like that, but I'd call it a gap.
Yeah, like Conlon Gap. That's what I was thinking there. Well, now, when you see a bunch of, when you see a stream cascading over rocks.
It'd be a waterfall.
Yeah. And then if you're way up on top of a real high mountain, you look down a sheer drop, what do you call that?
A canyon.
And then you call the, and I say if you were down at the bottom and you were looking up, well, they call it a cliff, but.
I guess I'd call it a cliff, too.
Yeah, I think a cliff, I think it's a long Tonto, you know, Tonto standing up on the, you know, yellow glowing and that kind of
job. Yeah, I guess I'd call it a cliff.
Oh.
I don't intend to be down at the bottom of this to look up.
You know, the thing that's so funny to me is a lot of the terms that they want people to use, nobody's going to use them. So I was trying to get my husband to use a double negative. And I tell you, when I all around him and never yet did, I said, well, bless the Lord, you at least do not use double negative. So I have, I'm going to get anybody to do this, so I'm...
To use a double negative?
Yeah, it's better.
Well, you will not. You'll hear Kane hardly.
Yeah, and I say that. I know it's wrong, and I say it. I think, let me see, what was the other?
I was laughing just last week. How long has it been since I've said directly for directly?
Yeah, we've always said that.
I did say
my grandfather, that was his right way. And, you know, he was funny. He'd say, going to town. He said, well, I'm going to town. Then if I'm to go to town, I want to say either. I'm to, let's see, he'd say to, I'm going to say toe. So I'm going to say G-O go, I'm going to say T-O toe. He said, I'm going to town. He would not. He would say that English language is just wrong. He's not going to say it that way. And he was a famous man. Oh, gosh. Now, let's see. The next. Oh, we're supposed to get something about all the tenses of the verb going.
So, go, going, gone.
Yeah. And what you did last week.
Went.
Yeah. And what you'll do in the future.
I probably would say going to go.
Yeah, and that's see, that's what.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, either. I'm going to go.
Well, I'd say that same thing, you know, I wouldn't think about that.
And if you're going to, well, here I go. You're going to go from one side of the street to the other. You're going.
I'm
going
across the street.
Yeah. Okay, now let's see.
I hadn't thought of anything.
Well, and you see what I'm saying them differently from other people.
Well, this is the thing,
but
and that's why. They want to get a characteristic way that people talk in this area. And I told somebody that, and they said, well, what difference does it make? I said, well, generally the people from an area do speak similarly. You know, maybe not every detail, but some special things that these linguists know. Of course, I don't know. But, let's see, now they want you to say the word, like if you were standing on the edge of a street and you fell that way, would you fall?
I'd fall backwards.
Yeah, now that's what they want here. And then if you fell the other way, you'd...
Forwards.
Now, see, some people wouldn't say it. In other words, they wouldn't use the S. I use the S.
Yeah, that's right. I would say forward.
And if you say, it's just a little way, would you always say just a...
A little way down the street?
Yeah, a little way down the street, or a little piece down the street.
I would say a little way.
Yeah. In other words, it would be like a fur piece. That's not in your vocabulary. But see, that's what I told, that's the way I felt that, too.
You got to get that from North Georgia.
That's hard. You gotta get it from North Georgia. That's not like hill country. I did a dialect survey just on my own of a mountain